Alors la bibliothèque Anvatru continue à rencontrer les artistes de l'exposition Anachronisme. And now we are with the group of two artists, Signal to Nose, Oliver and Neal. Nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Bonjour, you pronounced my name correctly.
Yes.
I'm very happy about that. Merci beaucoup.
First question, could you try to explain your works called Remap, mm-hmm. An installation, electromechanic installation, in few words, description
oui.
And okay, who wants to start? You.
Okay. Yes, me. Well, so it's basically a repurposed plotter, XY plotter, from the 1980s, made by Roland. We've reappropriated it to playback audio cassette tape instead of where it would usually be a sort of vector drawing machine used by architects and whatnot.
We've combined it with tablet technology, using an iPad in this case, so it's a combination of digital and analog technologies from different eras. We're kind of interested in non-linearity in terms of the combinations of technology as well as compositionally through the recordings on the cassette tape.
Okay, and we can just add that the name Remap, mm-hmm. The signification is Roland Electromechanical Audio Plotter.
Yeah, yes. So it's like an abbreviation.
Okay.
Of, yeah.
A contraction of a concept of a few various words. And in the description, the short books we realize for the audience, we can see that you work in Portugal for a prize in the past.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
A special prize in art and technology. For you, what? It's a general question. What is the idea for an artist living in this century do you think if it's easy for an artist born in this century to work with contemporary media and mm-hmm. maybe as in your work also with old media? Mm-hmm. Just a general impression of this topic.
Yeah, I think we're particularly interested in maybe kind of the combination of different technologies that you wouldn't usually find sort of lumped together, and maybe also like the repurposing, reappropriation of a certain technology to do something that maybe perhaps it wasn't intended to do, to perhaps make it more of an instrument where it is actually, you know, not designed to be an instrument. Or
and I think we're quite lucky to live in an era where there's sort of obvious kind of democratization of a lot of technologies, so it becomes more readily available for people to use, more accessible, such as, you know, Arduino and open source software, and that allows people to access certain things that perhaps in the past would be more difficult to control. And that's really been beneficial for our work, and it helps with kind of tapping into older technologies as well as combining them with newer technologies.
Okay, thank you. And last question, maybe in link with the selection of document here in the in the beginning of the exhibition, have you maybe a name of a book or a name of another artist mm-hmm. that you could talk in few words mm-hmm. in order to try to make link with your mm-hmm. your own job mm-hmm. or works?
Yeah, I think a big influence on the Remap project was the work of Jussi Parikka, I think that's how you pronounce it, who's a media theorist. And his work related to zombie culture with Garnet Hertz, an artist. I think he's based in Germany, but anyway, they work with zombie media, so they're interested in reappropriation of obsolete technologies. Mm. And that's obviously very visible in the Remap project, and it's kind of been at the core of the project. And he, Jussi Parikka, has a book called What is Media Archaeology? And and that book sort of taps into this idea of zombie media. I don't know if you want to add to that.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty much wrapped it up. There's another author I wanted to mention, maybe, who I haven't noticed in here, but he's called Jonathan Stern. And there's a book called MP3, The Meaning of a Format, which is all about the sort of history of the MP3 and how it became, you know, the standard of media codec that it is. And I mean, it's just a really interesting book in terms of like format theory and how standards are governed and how certain standards fit into different categories and how they become standards, which I think is kind of relevant to this exhibition. So, yeah.
Perfect.
That's about it, really.
So, thank you very much for your contribution for this short interview, and thank you very much again for the works.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.